Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with the big story of the day.
I'm just trying to clear everything that happened in the past, the first half of the season. And, you know, the second half is that's when I really take on this on myself to really turn up. So I just want to just turn up a whole nother level from the first half.
It's my guy, Chris Harris. Everybody's guy, Chris Harris. Him and Phillip meeting for like, 15th, 16th time. Chris Harris versus Phillip Rivers. Did I see that right? Like, Chris Harris got, like, two targets thrown against him, like, last game against the Texans. Like, you know, that's the problem with great cornerbacks. You can just stay away from them. That's why you need two of them. That's why you should probably draft a cornerback in the first round. No? Maybe? Quarterback? Cornerback? I got to get to the Austin Ekeler thing. Here is VJ talking about Austin Ekeler.
He's a good little player. He is.
Oh! I mean, he's Oh, snap. He dropped the little. One more time.
He's a good little player.
He's a good little player, Alfred. Let me play the whole quote.
He's a good little player.
You know what I love, too? He's got the ha-ha before it, too. Like... That's a good little player. And one more time. I'll play the whole thing now.
He's a good little player. He is. I mean, he's averaging, I think, about 5.6 a carry. You know, so when he's in a football game, you have to account for him.
Oh, what happened? Not now. Stupid Apple. One more time.
He's a good little player. He is. I mean, he's averaging, I think, about 5.6 a carry. You know, so when he's in a football game, you have to account for him. They have groups where he's in a game with Melvin, and he's running the jet sweeps and the screen game. So they do a good job with their personnel. You know, obviously they have Gates, you know, who's a special player also. So they've got about seven skill guys that you have to account for and have an idea why they're in a football game.
Are we trying to get Austin on, by the way, Big Sexy, this week?
We got him on last year.
Oh, we've talked to him every year, I think.
Yeah, I reached out to him already. I didn't hear back. Maybe I'll try and go directly through the Chargers.
I thought this was just his second year in the NFL.
It is.
Yeah, we've talked to him every year. All right.
He's a good little player.
Once again.
Ha-ha.
I'm glad I pointed that out to you.
Ha is a good little player.
There has never been an occasion when somebody said something that was little that it was right. A complimentary thing to say. It's a nice little car you have there.
Nice little car.
Hey, man, it's a nice little house you have over there.
Nice little house.
Right.
He's a good little player.
He's a good little player.
It was a good little vacation.
Yeah.
You know, like, why can't you just say it was a good vacation or it was a nice car, it was a nice house?
Yeah.
He's a nice little player. How come you just couldn't say he's a nice player?
Because, Alfred, when I take vacations, it's a nice little vacation. When you take a vacation,
it's a nice vacation.
There ain't nothing little about it.
You know, Stink and Evans, that's a nice little morning show.
He's a good little player.
I don't know. They're really good. They're really, 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 really good. It's a nice little show. No, I didn't mean that. It's really good. You can't say that about... Because he's short.
You can't use the word little. You can't use the word little to describe people when you're competing against
them. Austin Ekeler isn't like a nice little player. He's a really good football player.
Right.
Period.
Like Darren Sproles, do you call him a nice little player? If you want to, I guess you can.
Didn't VJ say that about Lindsey too?
He can throw it hard for a little guy.
Who is that about? Baker Mayfield. Oh, yeah, no.
For a little guy.
He can throw it hard for a little guy. His accuracy is like 70-something percent. I think
he can throw it hard, you know, for a little guy.
Was that out at Senior Bowl? Yeah. Listen, I'm not trying to bust VJ's chops too much on that.
But it's that. No.
It is disrespectful, though. You got to admit.
Anytime you hear little, it's just never a good thing to describe somebody or something that just happened.
No.
He's a good little player.
Like, when is little? Somebody text me.
Oh, my God.
On AramosLawn.com.
Tiger started making his little run.
His little run. Tiger started making his little run. Meaning that he didn't make a big run.
No, his little run.
His little run.
I got like two birdies in a row. It was a nice little run.
That was a nice little run.
Yeah.
When Tiger started making his little run.
Was that Koepka?
Koepka,
whatever his name is.
Brooks Koepka. With his Tiger. As soon as he said it, I said, Big Sexy, get that audio.
Yeah.
When Tiger started making his little run.
Brooks Koepka, like, goes in, puts on his medium shirt, puts up, you know, 300. And he goes out to the fairway. Goes out to the driving range with his beach muscles. Hey, man. Koepka deserves it. Guy's a major champion. But it's funny to talk about Tiger Woods.
I lift things up and put them down.
How many more quotes can we find with the word little in them? That'd be great to just keep a large assortment of people saying
Let's
little.
Just say I'm dry with what I have here.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
I mean, the abundance of good things said about little incidents.
Yeah.
You know.
I had a little accident. Oh, my God.
Oh,
what happened?
Had an accident, huh?
Yeah.
So why'd you say, I just had an accident. Why'd you have to put the little one in there?
Mom, Dad, I just had a little accident.
An adjective to describe how small it was.
You didn't really like that BMW, did you? Good little player.
He's a good little player.
Yeah. I like the ha-ha before it, too. Ha-ha! Joe Williams. I realize being out there at Dove Valley how, I don't know, man. I think they're going to win. I do think they're going to win. I think they can win. But I'm also hearing, did you hear the promo with that angry fan? Do you have angry fan promo about VJ, Big Sexy? Armin was playing for me before the show. If you can find angry fan promo, the recent one. Because I've been, you know, trying to be smart, and that's an effort for me, and trying to be sharp in my analytics. But I realize the fans just are so ticked off, Al, right now. They just want change for change's sake.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not really thinking about the ins and outs of it.
You know, all change does is energize the season ticket holder base.
That's all they want.
And it doesn't mean that there's a solution. It's just a change. And if you want to keep your fans and you want to keep them happy, you know, you do what's popular. And I tell you what, for the first time, I don't know if you saw this, but the vaunted Washington Redskins, who said that they had a waiting list of over 200,000, said last year, just before the season started, that season tickets were now open to all the fans.
Whoa!
So no more.
Did you find that promo Big Sexy?
No more. No more waiting.
No more waiting lists.
The 200,000 people.
No, we're good.
By the way, the Golden State Warriors season ticket holder wait list is over 50,000.
For the new joint in San Fran?
For the new joint, yeah.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Even
with the new money that the fans have to shell out almost, you know, twice the amount of their old seats.
San Fran is funny because, like, it's a tiny little 7x7 piece of land. And it's, like, almost impossible to get in and out of. So if you're there, then you're just staying there. So that doesn't, and you are, for the most part, you're loaded. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
The landmass
size trapped.
Is 46 miles of
San
Francisco.
Seven by seven. Yeah.
46 miles.
That's it. Tiny. It's so hard to get in and out of San Francisco. It's a joke. So you build something there, I'm not surprised. A lot of rich people need something to do because they're trapped on the island. Here's our angry fan promo that's airing right now. Go ahead.
The Broncos Reaction Line.
Yeah, this is Rob in Johnstown. I listen to the fan all the time. I can't take this anymore. I'm sick and tired of the excuses being given for the Broncos to keep Vance Joseph. He doesn't know what he's doing. That's why they're 3-6. That's why they were 5-11. Listen, he doesn't know what he's doing. Once again, Vance Joseph doesn't know what he's doing.
sound off on the Broncos.
He's a good little player.
That's a nice little call.
He's a good little player.
That's a nice little call.
Robin Johnson, he's angry. He's frustrated.
Who isn't?
Yeah, I know. I feel you. So it feels silly for me just to sit up here.
How come we don't get those about John Elway?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
We don't get those, huh?
I know. So what are we supposed to do here sitting in our seats? Should we just go along with all the pitchforks and lanterns and just...
I'm trying to figure out, what do we do, you know, I mean...
Should we raise hell at the truck stop in Johnstown?
I'm like, in
Johnston?
In the real world, you know, most people in other cities would be blaming management.
Yeah,
in every other city in the NFL, you would hear major complaints about management, but not here in Denver because of how great John has been as a player, and he bring this city another Super Bowl as an executive, so... Maybe it's just in John we trust. Is that the way we're going?
I guess so, because I didn't hear him bringing up John Elway.
This one's for John.
I mean, John hired Vance Joseph. Duh. But no, you don't hear that, Rob. Rob in Johnstown. How's the vibe around the truck stop there with John Elway? Is everybody cool with him? Probably.
Probably. Guaranteed, probably.
Yeah.
Armin just came in and said, we get him for John, so he's getting me one for John right now.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, okay.
Can't wait to hear this one. Right. He's been holding these back, I guess.
We should just have a...
Golly, we're going to open up the fan line and let all the calls come through.
We should just, like, have the angry callers of the day and just play a montage of people just, like, being angry. I think we have some fun with that. The angry callers of the day. I love fans, too, because fans are the first to go negative, and then they're the first to, I told you so! But the fact of the matter
true
is...
True fans wouldn't do that. There would be no way
No. Fans get to... No, Alfred. No. That's not a true fan.
They can criticize...
Employees of the team are with you.
We can criticize us, but not them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can be. That is the inherent right of the fans to be upset with management and coaching.
Well, I mean, they're spending their hard-earned money.
That is what fans do.
They're looking for a good day to go and, you know, spend a whole lot of money to watch your team win. Of course, I mean, everywhere I go, man. You know, I was in Palm Springs last week, and I was on the golf course, and somebody had Bronco. Everywhere I go, there's Bronco gear. Everywhere I go, there's Broncos gear. I mean, with the success that this team has had.
Did you get some Hey Big Al's on the 13th tee? Did you get a couple of them?
I got a Hey Big Al in Palm Springs.
I bet you did.
The weirdest Hey Big Al
that.
Still to this day was in Rome.
That is unusual. I'll give you that
I got
one.
A Hey Big Al in Rome. I was like,
that's awesome.
What in the world?
That's awesome.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
All right, we got an LA one? All right, let's hear it.
The Broncos reaction line.
Dan and Aurora. John Elway was the only GM who would hire Vance Joseph. Along with John Elway's bad draft picks and bad free agent moves, John Elway is the root cause of all this. And as long as John Elway's here, the Broncos will continue to fail.
Whoa! Wow!
Wow! We've never heard that one on the air.
Dang.
Were you holding back for that one? That's holding back for.
Is that in the rotation?
It's better to,
in the rotation.
That's in the rotation.
Okay.
We've heard that before just now.
Was that the world? Was that the world premiere?
Here's our program director. Armin.
Yes, Armin. Was that the world premiere of the John Elway's All to Blame?
That's it.
Oh, wait. You got to turn him up. He's over here.
You would think this guy who's been in radio since he was like 8 years old.
Yeah, that mic's not working.
Oh, that's not the mic.
There it is. Magic.
There you go.
Probably hear D-Mac yelling about it, and the mic just shuts off.
Maybe.
I get so upset.
So how angry are people on the hotline? Seriously.
They're really upset.
It fills up pretty quick, right?
What is the percentage of fans that call in and say, stay the course, everything's going to be okay, versus, you know what, blow it up and get rid of everybody?
You know, I can't say that that one person has said that. Stay the course. No, I haven't.
Yeah, because think about it, Al. If somebody goes, oh, I got something to get off my chest.
Everything is fine. Keep doing what you're doing. Nobody does that. How about people? You know, it's always funny. 70% yes. You know, 27% no. 3% undecided. Who's that guy? I don't know.
But when you call the Broncos reaction line, bring it. Be entertaining. Because, I mean, 90%
of them
are
negative, obviously.
90% of them are
really, even after
bands.
Big wins, even after big wins, the reaction line should be full
after
of
big wins.
When was the last time?
What was the big win?
I just can't
remember. Goodness. The win against the Seattle Seahawks was a big win.
Yeah,
start of the season.
Yeah, people are probably.
That wasn't big enough for you guys?
We played some positive. The fan has some positive reaction on that.
All right, then, as long as we're on the same page. But, I mean, we were 2-0 after beating the Raiders.
Here's my question for you guys, though.
Yes.
Because you talk about how John Elway's here. He's going to be the general manager.
Yes.
For the foreseeable future.
Yes.
Until he doesn't want to be the GM.
Yes.
So how much are those calls relevant of fire John Elway?
Well, how many are there? I mean, what percentage are, I mean, what do you got?
I don't know.
I would guess if you had,
they're there.
If you would have 10 calls about people being upset, my guess, now you tell me, you've been listening to them. My bet is 7 of them are Vance Joseph and maybe
I would say 8.
Maybe 2 of them are anti-John Elway, and then there's just one confused guy who doesn't, you know, he's ordering a pizza or something.
Yeah, that's
how am I doing on that?
That's probably fair. I think that's pretty accurate.
70-20%, and, you know, 10 is like, eh, I don't know. Maybe everything's okay.
Yeah, we get a lot of those, a lot of calls, you know, in total. And so the ones you hear on the air are the ones that they're just so entertaining, and they bring it so well. You just got to play them.
All right.
How good were those last 2 calls?
They were great.
They were great.
They were great.
I don't know how accurate they were, but they're full of energy.
Yeah. All right. Have a good show.
Thank
Mark
you,
Arnie.
Arnie.
All right.
Yeah. That's our motivator. That's why we do what we do.
Did he just say win a Marconi?
How do we do that, by the way? We've done like 1,000 shows. Have we had any good ones? Win a Marconi. Anywho, when I'm out there, I'm looking at, I did go out there today. Just trying to feel, I wasn't getting any good feeling. I wasn't getting a feeling positive or negative. It just felt like.
You're at practice.
Yeah, it's just the day. I did see the quarterbacks. Oh, no, it was unbelievable.
Beautiful day out there.
Unbelievable day.
A couple cold days.
Yep,
I mean,
crazy.
The sun has come out and really have enlightened us and given us new bright hope for another win for the Broncos against the Chargers.
You know, I was watching our quarterbacks, Keenum, Greason, Hogan. Yeah, none of them just pop. You know, none of them just are like, whoa, look at that guy. I mean, I know it's just warm-up drills, Al, and the whole thing, but I don't know. And then Keenum gets up there. That dude is like milk toast, man.
Huh?
He's just a boring dude.
Milk toast?
Milk toast. Wallpaper. He's like...
What's milk toast?
Milk toast? You never heard that expression?
What is a
milk
toast?
Sorry, it's boring.
What, milk toast?
Yeah, it's like nothing.
Big sexy... What is milk toast?
Really?
I'll check Urban Dictionary. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you, buddy. I mean, some of these things.
It's an expression that.
Maybe you said it in your hood, but...
I'm not... You know, milk toast is
not like a chicken
a
coming home to roost.
You said it right.
I know.
I got comments on Twitter about roosting hens and chickens and all sorts of comments.
We have a good time on this show. What can I say?
Chickens come home to roost. You said it the right way.
I know, but, you know, chicken comes home to, you know, to bark, too. You just never know what the chickens come home to do.
All right, here's he was asked about his vacation.
We went up to the mountains for a little bit. Enjoyed Colorado. It's pretty. Been looking at them for the last 6 months, so it was fun to go up and enjoy that. It was good to get away.
Milk toast is a breakfast food consisting of toasted bread in warm milk, typically with sugar and butter.
Yeah, I've got milk toast is spineless, lacking a backbone, not standing up for oneself.
There you go.
Oh, no, where'd you get that one from? Because Wikipedia is never wrong.
That's that Urban Dictionary, Alfred.
Oh, the Urban Dictionary.
That is such an old-fashioned expression, by the way.
In whose neck of the woods?
Earth.
Milk toast?
Milk toast.
Have you ever had milk toast?
No, it's just an expression. I don't literally know what it is. God.
How come you just couldn't say vanilla?
I could say vanilla. It's the same thing. It's this,
and I love vanilla ice cream. It's my favorite flavor.
I followed it up with...
Like, every time somebody say he's vanilla, I'm like...
He's vanilla.
Nothing wrong with vanilla.
Milk toast, vanilla, delicious. Wallpaper. It's all the same stuff.
Wallpaper? Now, that's old. If you say it's wallpaper, what does that mean? Like, you have to lick them and put them on the wall?
You know, I want to take this call before we go to break because it's about being little. And Tim, you're on the fan. What's up, Tim?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Super.
So, first off, this just goes to show how ignorant Vance Joseph is.
Oh, he's not ignorant. Come on.
Oh, my goodness. That's a strong term. That's a strong term.
To describe a grown man as little is disrespectful.
He does it to Philip Lindsay. He calls him our little star. What would we have done? Do you have that quote from him saying that about Philip Lindsay? It's just a term that we have picked up here.
So you don't like it, Tim, because you want the coach to be fired, right?
You want the coach to be
fired? No.
Oh, hold on.
He's part of the 2 to 10%.
Right. So, do you want the coach to be fired or not?
I'd like to see him gone at the end of the
game. There you go.
He's a good little player.
Yeah,
he's a good little player.
Thank you, Tim.
Tim just had to get it off his chest.
It's, you know what?
But if we had a get it off your chest Wednesday, how long would that last?
It wouldn't stop. I mean, it would go to Thursday. It wouldn't end. But that's okay. It's the nature of sports to gripe about things. That's what we do as sports fans.
Yeah, you don't want to be milk toast.
No. Or vanilla. You don't want to be either of those things.
Milk toast. Milk toast.
Dude, I swear to God, that is not.
50 years old and he'll milk toast.
Man, I tell you, that is not a crazy expression.
It is to me. I can't imagine mom putting toast and then
it's not a literal thing. Nobody
let it drip with milk.
Nobody puts toast in their milk. It's not.
Toasted bread and warm milk is milk toast.
Urban Dictionary, please.
Urban Dictionary says it's, I'm just telling you what it refers to.
It's
from the New England region, D-Max. So
it is not.
It is. I'm looking right at Wikipedia, and Wikipedia is never wrong.
There's no way that is a New England-only expression, milk toast.
England region of the United States, milk toast refers to a toast that has been dipped in milk-based white sauce.
If that is a New England expression, I'm shocked. But because to me, it's
Big
so
sexy,
common.
Have you heard of milk toast before?
I had not, but I actually found a couple more comments.
You've never heard of somebody being described as milk toast?
No.
Are you serious?
No.
Kyle, have you ever? You've heard it before, haven't you? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where's your family from, Kyle? New England,
the South.
Oh, the South. Okay. Maybe it's what south? Like South?
My dad's
California?
From Kansas.
Yeah, he's from the South. He's from like Larkspur.
He's been a good player for us. I mean, thank God we've got the little guy.
He said it about Philip Lindsay.
Where did you find that?
Shane's got a little risk going on right now.
You do. You've got a collection.
You got little everywhere. I guarantee you.
Oh,
all coaches do it. It's the way that we describe something that is insignificant.
All right.
We all
even,
do
hold
it.
On, no, even Michael,
I guarantee you do it.
Michael Gallup was talking, I believe, during Senior Bowl week about Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield is an athlete, too. I mean, he's a little bit shorter now, so it's a little bit harder to see the ball coming out of his hands. But, I mean, he's making the right reads. He's throwing the ball well. He's a good little player.
Wow.
That's Michael Gallup right
now.
That's Michael Gallup.
He's a good little player.
He's a good little player.
That is so condescending.
He's been a good player for us. I mean, thank God we've got the little guy.
That is terrible. He's not an Oompa Loompa. He's like one of the best running backs in the NFL. Oompa Loompa, dicky-dee-doo. I run with the ball, so do you.
Thank God we've got the little guy.
Oh, man.
All right. All right, well, we just added to the list.
He's a good little player. He is.
Yeah, Austin Eckler. Watch that good little player run for like 120 yards with three touchdowns.
That dude is beyond a good little player. Austin Ekeler is dynamic.
Oh, talk about our little
guy. And, okay. All right. Big Three's coming up next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three.
Story number one. We'll get off the Broncos just for a little bit. Dude, they're going to have to get rid of Draymond Green. Have you been watching this fallout from what's going on with him and Kevin Durant?
What's the latest?
Oh, it's they're after each other. And apparently somebody was lip reading Kevin Durant, and when he walked back on the court, he said, "This is why I'm out of here," or something like that. Words to that extent. You know, they are going to have to get rid of Draymond Green if they want to keep Kevin Durant. How about that, huh?
Well, I told you yesterday that it was not a pretty situation, but the comments that were made back in the locker room must have been really inflammatory because, you know, for them to suspend a guy one game without a check means a lot to an NBA franchise.
Yeah, it's not going to work in that locker room. They're going to have to deal him.
I mean, they're going to have to deal him because they want to keep Kevin. We went through this extensively yesterday about how this is a deal that is ridiculous if they're trying to determine which one of the guys they keep, whether it's Kevin Durant or Draymond Green. It's not even close. So,
well, once again, family members jump in on the fun. Kevin Durant's brother Tony decided to hop on Instagram earlier today, and he said, "True colors ain't hard to see when someone is mad. It's so much more clearer now, LOL. Instead of competing with what's already written, just follow along before the greatness is done, rubbing off on you, and people see that you are for what you really are."
Yeah, they got to get rid of Green. Bongos.
Three.
D-Mac, it looks like the Nuggets are on a slide. And
apparently.
It's not pretty, but they lost to a team that I was really looking forward to seeing Carmelo Anthony come back to town. It's not going to happen. There are really a lot of reports out there that say Carmelo Anthony may be done playing in the NBA. If his career is over, you say it was
Carmelo Anthony?
Was the career just a Hall of Fame career?
Carmelo Anthony is the greatest player in Nuggets history.
Okay. And leave it at that.
He's the most talented. He had a huge impact. He's the best player. I wish we had more championship moments with the Nuggets, but we don't.
How will he be remembered?
What's that?
I don't have any.
Well, right.
How will he be remembered?
Who's better, Carmelo Anthony or Dikembe Mutombo?
Melo.
Okay. Carmelo Anthony or Kiki Vandeweghe?
Melo. Melo's the greatest scorer in the history of the game.
I mean, we could keep going, right? David Thompson or Carmelo?
I don't know. I didn't actually see him play.
I'm going to guess
he's a Hall of Famer, right?
Who? David Thompson?
Did he not make it?
Well, everybody gets
I don't think so.
Everybody gets in the Basketball Hall of Fame, so okay, that's
I don't know, but Carmelo Anthony is the greatest scorer in the history of the Denver Nuggets. But his career feels like it was
I bring Carmelo back. Hey, listen.
Untapped potential is
how I would describe
Melo's career.
Just a lost.
Would you bring him back here to be some instant offense?
No.
I would.
You're getting instant offense with Isaiah Thomas coming back from injury.
You know who I would take back here is J.R. Smith.
Okay. Well, I would too.
I would too.
Who wouldn't? Who doesn't love J.R.?
Yeah, that's the guy I would like to see in a Nuggets uniform again.
Three.
Derek Wolfe in Nikki Javala's article. I talked to Nikki today, and she wasn't the only one around when he said this, but let me read you this quote about why he took less money to stay. Quote, "I thought we were going to have a quarterback. I thought we were going to keep a lot of the guys on the defense. That's why I took the haircut, a huge haircut, because I wanted to stay here and be a part of the best defense to play it. I didn't know Wade Phillips was going to end up leaving. I thought I was going to have Wade for a while. Nothing against Joe Woods. He's a nice little coordinator." He didn't say that. "Nothing against Joe Woods. I just was really comfortable with where I was at. Then everything changed." Wow. Derek Wolfe saying we haven't had the quarterbacks that it takes, and Wade Phillips was pretty significant. What do you think about the comments of Derek Wolfe?
I think that they are appropriate for a guy who does a deal with a team that is under market value. And certainly he took a deal that was under market value. Chris Harris took one that is even at a steeper discount.
Isn't this, though, the comment of Derek Wolfe? Isn't it a real condemnation of John Elway?
I would say that next time that, you know, players
isn't he ripping John Elway right here?
Hold on. I think what he's saying is next time a player is in a situation to get the money or stay, get the money. Don't give any team
discounts. You're avoiding my question, though.
Because I think that's what he's saying. I wouldn't have taken a team discount if all of those things I knew were not going to be in place.
Yeah, so, but who made all those decisions?
Well, of course, John is the architect so is of this the, not the good ripping, seasons and the bad ones.
Is this not ripping John?
I think Derek Wolfe is playing his last under, year I, here.
Okay, I think all he's, right. He's, explain.
Because I think that he's unhappy.
So they're going to cut him?
I think they have to do something. They have to turn him to something.
Really?
They have to do something. I mean, he's just too loud of a voice in the locker room that is fractured.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
I haven't thought of it that deeply. I mean, he's got a deal going on. You'd have to cut him or trade him. Yeah, he's not going to be a free agent.
I think you have to trade him at the end of the year because he's clearly disgruntled.
Wow.
He said enough at least three times this year. Right. So. What do you think's going to happen?
Bongos.
Three.
Well, we can dig into that a little bit. Also, fascinating situations going on in Pittsburgh. And Milquetoast, I was completely right. And
what are you talking about?
I'll explain it because it's all about the spelling of Milquetoast.
Huh?
Details next.
All aboard!
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac. On Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
I. Milquetoast is a common phrase.
Wait, where are you getting your information from?
M-I-L-Q-U-E-T-O-A-S-T.
Didn't taste very good.
Not milk, M-I-L-K. It's M-I-L-Q-U-E.
M-I-L-Q-U-E.
Toast. It's not a New England thing. It's not. I'm reading it. It's it's named Casper after a cartoon. Milquetoast? Yes, Casper Milquetoast refers to someone of an unusually meek, bland, soft, or submissive nature who is easily overlooked, written off, and who may also appear overly sensitive, timid, indecisive, or cowardly.
Milquetoast? Who spells it M-I-L-Q-U-E?
Traditionally, a pipsqueak would be Milquetoast.
Person who is timid or submissive.
Yes.
Why would you spell it that way? Doesn't make sense.
Why are words spelled anyway? What's the language of origin? I don't know.
Why is that weird?
Right.
That's very weird. Huh? Where'd you get that from? Somebody texted you.
Because I got texted. You know what?
Don't text him that
Mao.
Stuff.
Mao. Mao sent me.
Milquetoast is spelled M-I-L-K-T-O-A-S-T. Milquetoast.
It's not. Not the way I was using it. Not the way I was using it.
Now, who uses that?
Spell there.
What?
Spell there.
Give me a sentence where you
No, just spell
used.
There.
I'm not.
Okay. Because there's three different spellings of there.
Well, if you tell me in which context, I'll tell you how it's spelled.
There's no way you could spell all three spellings of there.
There? What do you mean?
I'm sure you could. I'm just joking.
I'm like, wait a minute, you trying to get me here?
Oh, by the way, apparently we missed it, but the...
The tricky one would have been T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
Yes, they are. And it's over there, T-H-E-R-E, and then
I-E-R.
Their coffee mug. I didn't even use that right. you know what? Hey, man, you know what we missed out on yesterday? We missed out on the Coach McIntyre press conference.
Oh, what happened?
Well, apparently, Troy Rank is not a very popular dude over there at Boulder. And I guess they don't know about his proud Buffalo heritage over there, but he is, he's fine apparently with Dave Platty. Like, Dave's cool with everything. But Troy was telling me a story about how a CU player kind of dog-cussed him as he was getting onto an elevator, and then McIntyre was throwing him some evil looks. And apparently McIntyre got up at the beginning of his press conference with a prop. He had a...
Oh, you mean the pitcher?
Yeah.
The buffalo?
He had a buffalo in the winter, and the buffaloes go into the storm, not away from it. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see it. It sounds great, though. That sounds like a nuclear press conference. anytime a coach brings...
I thought we weren't going to do it like that.
Well, I didn't know he was bringing props to a press conference. I mean, I love props. I don't know why college press conferences are so much more colorful for the most part than pro press conferences. I think it's because colleges are very insular, meaning you get in that world and you really don't think there's anything outside of that world. Whereas I think the pros, they've got a better sense that there's other things going on. I think when you really get wrapped up in that college world, it's hard to understand, you know, there's other stuff out there. I didn't realize he was bringing props in. I just heard about it.
Right.
And then he was all, you know, he was very angry. I love angry press conferences. You know, to give VJ a little credit throughout this entire process, and he's been asked some tough questions about his future. VJ has not gone off the handle. He's not lost his composure. He just hasn't done it. He's actually, to give VJ a little credit, he's been pretty composed in you know, in areas that I've seen other guys fly off the handle with. When you start bringing props and you're defending yourself and you're defending your record and all, dude, you are so close to just being gone. And I don't really know the ins and outs of the whole story, but I was talking to Troy, and he absolutely stands by his story, by the way. There's no backing off of it. There's just no
that
other...
That story was done to give other coaches a heads up, don't take jobs unless you talk to us at Colorado.
Leaked by the athletic director then.
Well, that's the only reason that kind of story can come out.
No, because he could...
What other way? Why else would you release it?
You could make promises to regions, and regions could have flappy gums.
What?
You could tell it to somebody else, like one of the regions. And I'm not saying that is the source, but there's, you know, when you're in that college world, you're constantly defending what you're doing to, like, other people. You know, in the pro world, you can keep secrets relatively easy. But, you know, with alums, regions, other sort of people, if Rick George has another plan and he's talked about it to other people, they could be the source of that story and they could be talking about it. Like, when we see Adam Schefter has a story, we know Adam's talked to John. Right? Correct?
You mean about the Broncos?
About Broncos stuff. Like, it's not hard to figure out where Adam got his source from. But in college, you know, it's a wacky world, man. And Dave Platty does an amazing job keeping it all together, and he has for years and years and years.
Love my man, Platty.
I heard something about the press conference, because we forget sometimes. It's college.
Have you heard conference from Mike Gundy?
I haven't got that. Let me just finish this real quick.
You're talking about a weird college conference.
So apparently in this press conference, by the way, they don't do just football. They always bring out other sports to talk. It's like our press conference, you know, once a week. So before this press conference yesterday with McIntyre, they brought out the cross country team.
Oh my goodness. National champ after national champ after national champ. All American.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Olympians.
Right. But there's nothing to ask the cross country runners. How was your gallop through the woods this morning? How was your did you do 6 minutes at 20 miles like Steve Prefontaine? I don't know if that makes sense.
You
gotta think of the picture, though. Everybody's there because they're anticipating, you know, this big press conference, McIntyre, and all of a sudden there's like the most successful cross country coach ever in college with some super stud cross country runners. Before we get to McIntyre, I think somebody threw out a couple questions because they felt bad about it, but. And then he brings up a prop. I got to see a picture of that.
Oh, I can show him.
Oh, please show me that. I got to see it. Do we have... Oh, I'd love to hear it. Yeah, let's hear it.
Coach, what was your message to the team this morning? Obviously, a lot of noise outside the program right now. What was your message to the group going forward in practice and really the rest of the week this week?
Yeah, well, we talk all the time about you can only control our guys, our people, your situation. One of the things that I talk to them all the time, I had a friend gave me this picture, and I love it. It's called, I have it in my office. It's Buffalo walking into a storm. So I'm going to give you all a little education here.
Nice.
I know this. I know John Wilner knows this because he's extremely bright. But the buffalo is the only animal that walks into the storm.
Oh,
all the rest of them run.
Nice.
And try to run away from the storm.
Oh.
And if you walk into the storm, you're going to get through it faster. You strive. And they walk in it together.
Oh.
And so we talked about that this morning. We've had a little bit of a storm here the last few weeks and some close games and talked to them about life and what that means and that we're walking into it together.
Nice.
And,
not really, though.
They understand. We've talked about this before, but I brought it back out again. And then we went outside and practiced, and I thought they were really enthusiastic. I thought they were really good. And I also tell them, you know, one of the things that I take to heart all the time is, you know, you have peace of heart and joy from who you are and who I worship, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's where my peace and joy comes from, not my circumstances. That's happiness. Happiness is a roller coaster. And so I tell them all the time. A friend gave this to me the other day. I thought this was great. If you pray about it, don't worry about it. That's easy to say, right? If you're going to worry about it, then don't pray about it. And this football team, I love this football team. I still like these guys. I like our coaching staff. And we just got to find a way to win a football game. We've come up close. You win a football game, a lot of noise goes away. That's just the world we live in. And that's the sporting world. That's why people follow it and they're passionate about it both ways. That's just part of it. So that's some of the things we talked about. And they were really into it at practice, excited at practice.
How long does this go on for?
Very enthusiastic.
I don't know. It was the first question.
Stop it. That's a dude that is really afraid that he's about to get fired. First of all, it's like a four-minute answer, and it had nothing to do with the question. And he wanted to, you know, show off his prop. Then he's dropping, you know, Jesus in there. I mean, that's a dude that he knows he's getting canned. Sorry. Seems like a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Zero negative interactions with him. And I'm definitely
fantastic guy.
I am definitely not sitting here calling for him to be fired, okay?
First,
it's fine by me.
Thanks to, you know, Pasta J.
It's fine by me if he sticks around. But when you get in that kind of defensive mode in a press conference, you're bringing props and you're using four-minute answers and... He was all over the place there. I mean, that's not a good sign.
The proposition of firing a coach, it comes at great peril to the university because it says that we have to start over.
Yeah.
Now, you think that it's tough to start over in the NFL. It's really not tough. But in the college game, especially now in the college game, where you can have transfers – you know, without notice. I mean, guys can get up and just walk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way it works in college football. And you can be eligible to play next year.
You're talking about
everything.
Coaches or players?
Because I'm talking about players.
Coaches have been doing that for years.
Players.
We got to take a break.
It's a much tougher proposition than changing coaches at the pro level.
Well, that answer tells me he knows he's going to get fired and he's getting ready for it. And you know what? I feel bad, man, because I'm sure they do feel like a group of buffaloes walking into the storm. That's an awesome story. That's really cool. That is a great rah-rah speech right there. But they're not all walking together. He's walking into the storm by himself. And with his other assistant coaches. The kids will be fine. You know, they'll be there. But I don't blame the kids for feeling like they've, you know... It's a tough thing to decide where to go to college, Alan, where to spend in your parents and everything and the decision. It's a
Whether
big deal,
or not
man.
The coach is going to be there for
coach
4 years.
Coach is a big, big, big deal in that whole thing.
I'm telling you, it's much different.
All right,
much different.
We got to take a break. Interesting. All right, football at 4 is next.